The Outside View by Judge Panambulan M. Mambisa, retired. When we all begin to think that there is nothing more exciting to write about Philippine politics, given the same political figures and actors that crowd its firmament and the redundant or never-ending litany of violence, vote-buying and fragmentation into sectoral interests even of the most closely knitted families, we are unexpectedly ushered into an entirely amazing dimension, or a new window, if you will, in our political history. This is something that nobody, not even our most experienced pundits with prophetic vision, could have predicted, and I refer to the tandem of Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., son of the late strongman Ferdinand Edrelin Marcos, and Mayor Inday Sara Duterte Carpio, daughter of President Rodrigo Roa Duterte. It is an open book secret that President Duterte is a staunch admirer of the late President Marcos, whom he described as the most brilliant president we ever had. Further, President Duterte does not mince words in praising the outstanding accomplishments and performance of President Marcos, whom he acknowledged to have built structures that the Filipino people can take pride of for many generations to come. This BBM, Sara tandem has caught the imagination of the Filipino people not so much of its unique character as the promise of better life that it offers to the nation. Mayor Sara, for one, had been for the longest time the focus of public fancy and accolade as their choice for president in the coming elections. Her posters egging her to run for the presidency had adorned every corner of every major thoroughfare in the country, and her life-size pictures are posted on the walls of big and small buildings alike in all cities in the country. The presidency was being handed to her on a silver platter. But this is not to be, as she is destined to be the next vice president of the Philippines. She is a lady of her words, having consistently stated that she is not running for president. More than this, she a woman of humility, of propriety, and indeed of decorum, for choosing to seek the office of the vice president as training ground in preparation for the higher and more profound calling as president of the Philippines. She is the greatest boost to the bid of Senator Bongbong Marcos to get elected as president in the coming elections, as the latter is the most important element or ingredient in the campaign of Mayor Sara to win the vice presidency of the country. In plain language, Bongbong Marcos and Sara complement each other perfectly, and there are those who will bet their last centavo that they will win in the coming elections hands down, and no political team comes any closer. Bongbong Marcos had been at the receiving end of tirades and accusations for the alleged inequities, if any, of his father, the late President Ferdinand E. Marcos. Other than the Quranic precept that a person can only be measured by his own deeds, and of the biblical injunction that the son does not bear or answer for the inequities of the father, let the record show that President Marcos is credited for the building of infrastructure projects that have remained unequaled to this day and have opened for the Filipino Muslims opportunities to serve in government in its highest echelons. The late president had also opened the doors for peaceful reconciliation through the process of negotiation with the Muslim revolutionary groups. He has likewise raised the level of diplomatic relationship with Islamic states, particularly with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which has aborted an impending oil embargo which would have brought down the Philippine economy to its lowest ebb. Bongbong Marcos is, however, a man of his own, and Inday Sara is a lady of her own. They will jointly run the reins of government, if elected, on their own terms, drawing inspirations from the mandate of the people and for the lessons of history. For all that has been said and done, these two, Bongbong Marcos and Inday Sara, ride on the recognition that their loyalty is to the nation and its people, and for whom they will dedicate the best of their efforts, their hearts, and their mind.